This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, September 5. Gospel, radical transformation. Our reading comes from Romans chapter 6. What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning so that grace may increase? By no means. We are those who have died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. For if we have been united with him in a death like this, we will certainly also be united with him in a resurrection like this. For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who has died has been set free from sin. Now if we died with Christ, we believe that we will also live with him. For we know that since Christ was raised from the dead, he cannot die again. Death no longer has mastery over him. The death he died to sin once for all. But the life he lives to God. In the same way, count yourselves dead to sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, so that you obey its evil desires. As we think about the Lord's good news, the gospel, it's important to be aware of the radical change it brings to our lives. A few years ago, I had the privilege of baptizing Ava, a recent immigrant from Iran. Her journey began when she found out that her neighbor, a woman from our church, was a Christian. Ava had lots of questions, and that led to many months of one-on-one Bible study in which Ava felt safe to ask whatever was on her mind. Later, she joined a woman's Bible study, and eventually, Ava received Jesus as her Savior and committed her life to following him. To mark this moment, Ava wanted to be baptized. She wanted to be immersed in the waters of baptism, as described in Romans 6, and she requested that it be a small affair because of her fear of crowds. So on a beautiful Wednesday morning, with about 15 women gathered at a neighboring Baptist church, we celebrated Ava's baptism, her participation in the death and resurrection of Jesus. What a day! Whatever your faith journey, this is the heart of the gospel. By putting our faith and trust in Jesus, we die to our old self and we are raised to new life in him, starting now and going into all eternity. May you count yourself alive to Jesus Christ today. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, thank you that because of your death and resurrection, we too can be raised to new life. Help me to put my trust in you today for every situation in my life. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.